As we approach the holidays, Ohio State University is trying to accomplish two potentially competing goals: send students back home without contributing to the spread of COVID-19. This year, conversations about going home for the holidays look very different. Instead of thinking about the cost of plane tickets or finding a ride home, students are comparing positivity rates and how many of their family members are at risk.
It seemed like there was almost no decision to be made. It seemed like COVID had made the decision for us in this case.
Tyler Morrison is getting his PhD in mechanical engineering, and his fiancée, Alexa Henderson, is a fourth-year medical student. They're both from Kansas, and after careful consideration, they've decided not to go home for the holidays this year. Since they live in off-campus housing, they have a little more flexibility to celebrate on their own. But Henderson says she worries about students living on campus who are being encouraged by the university to go home.
Even if you are doing as like best as you can, they're going home to states that may have higher positivity rates and to families that may or may not be following the guidelines.
Ohio State has been able to keep their COVID positivity rates low, in part thanks to their testing program. On-campus students get tested every week, and off-campus students get tested about once every 3 weeks. While the rest of Ohio is surging with record-breaking case numbers, the university has been able to maintain about a 2% positivity rate for students. So, as the university started assessing holiday travel, they created a test-out program to make sure students wouldn't take COVID home with them. Dr. Bill Miller works for the College of Public Health and helped develop the university's holiday guidelines.
They can get a test as they exit, basically 1 to 2 days before they leave, and that can be done essentially on demand over the last few days before Thanksgiving.
He says the success of the test out program doesn't only hinge on testing. It's important that students quarantine as much as possible after the test is taken to make sure they don't contract COVID before they leave.
They have to really think about, is it worth me exposing my family to what I've been doing, which is why we emphasize that notion of trying before you go home to sort of draw back in and sequester as much as you can before you go back home.
While travel is generally not encouraged from an epidemiological standpoint, the university is trying to lower the population density to slow the spread of the virus on campus. Dave Isaacs is with OSU's Office of Student Life.
We're encouraging students to head home for the holidays as soon as they can. As they wrap up their coursework, it would be helpful to de-densify the campus, have fewer people on campus, and when there are fewer people, there's less chance of contracting COVID-19.
Resident hall space will be available for on-campus students who don't have somewhere to go for the holidays. And students who go home are encouraged to stay there until January.
The first 2 weeks of spring semester classes are going to be via virtual delivery, and then students will return to campus after that. But all of those decisions are pending the status of COVID-19, guidance from Governor DeWine, state and local health experts. We will be paying very close attention to what's going on in case other plans need to be made.
University officials hope most students go home for the holidays. And for those like Tyler Morrison and Alexa Henderson, they'll have to figure out new ways to celebrate the holidays without the typical Thanksgiving traditions or home cooking.
We're not especially ambitious cooks, so.
Paige Flager, WOSU News.